Tonight, our partners at the PBS program NOVA visit the Philippines to revisit Typhoon Haiyan. NOVA will explore what made November's monster storm so destructive, leaving thousands dead and millions displaced. We wanted to find out more about those still left homeless. So we and NOVA sent reporter Aurora Almendral to the hard-hit city of Tacloban. She has the story of one man and his demolished community as they figure out where to go next.
Renee Celis is 53 years old. Before the storm, he lived in a neighborhood called Pampango. It's right up against the bay in downtown Tacloban.
Sa barangay namin, napakaganda kasi yung lugar namin.
Our neighborhood was so beautiful. Even though it was a squatter area, the place was beautiful.
Celis was the leader or captain of his neighborhood. Most of the houses were tiny cinder block homes. When he was elected, he cracked down on crime. He built a plaza by the sea. Couples and old men would walk along the sea wall while coconut trees swayed in the breeze. When the typhoon hit in November, it destroyed every home in Pampango. Celis and his wife tried to ride out the storm on a rooftop. She was swept away.
I guess
she couldn't hold on anymore. The wind was so strong. Suddenly, she was just gone.
She died. So did 23 of his neighbors. Even now, corpses turn up in the rubble. It's painfully clear to Celis that if another big typhoon and storm surge come through here, people won't be safe. And for that reason, city officials say he and his neighbors are not allowed to rebuild.
Ang order ng national government at saka yung ciudad is...
The government's order is that any house that sits within 40 meters from the seashore has to relocate, including my house and a lot of other houses.
To make things easier for those displaced, the government says it will provide free housing at a safe location, well inland. Maria Lagman is in charge of housing development for the city of Tacloban.
Right now, we are allocating 70 hectares of government land in Tacloban North. So we are really building it as a new town.
A new town to house as many as 50,000 squatters displaced from their seaside homes. Rene Celis says many of his neighbors from Pampango are tempted by the idea of a free house. Right now, they're living in rickety shacks with plastic tarps for roofs. But where the government wants to move them is 10 miles inland. He's never even been out there. So we go out to see the relocation site. It's at the edge of the city, past the temporary burial site for the unidentified dead, beyond the municipal dump. There's not much out here besides cicadas and birds.
This place is really far from the city.
Celis stops at a roadside vegetable stand. He asks, what does it cost to commute to the city from here?
Pero man ang pasahe din ni kanang jeep ni kadto.
May 20, may 17.
Ah, bye.
He does some quick math.
Yung budget pa lang sa transportasyon namin.
Just our transportation costs will use up our salary. How would we pay for food for our family, much less for ourselves?
His neighbors in Pampango are fishermen, traders, store clerks. They have jobs that depend on the city or the sea. Commuting from the relocation site will put them in the position where they're working just to make enough money to get to work. Celis says he understands that the government is trying to keep them safe. But living out here isn't realistic. He fears that if the government doesn't come up with a better relocation site, closer to jobs and schools, new squatter settlements will spring up in vulnerable areas all over again. While people may risk their lives living by the water, at least there, they have a livelihood. For The World, I'm Aurora Almendral, Tacloban.